Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right. It is time for your 9 o'clock hour. Unicorn Cash Code. Text AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, text AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, to 72881 here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. We've already had one local winner. Let's see if you can be next. Text AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, A-U-D-I-O, 72881, 72881. Audio. Of course, data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 o'clock when I will give you another Unicorn Cash Code. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you're listening right here to 92.9 FM ESPN for your chance to win. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
Everybody, and happy birthday to the city of Memphis. 200 years. Today. May 22nd.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee.
May 22nd, 1819. John Overton, James Winchester, and Andrew Jackson incorporated our fine city. 200. That's even older than my father.
Slightly.
Marginally.
Yes.
Older than my father. And anyway, the song that we're playing, crank it up just a little bit. This is the song that Penny says. He was asked what on his iPhone playlist. What song neatly captures how he's feeling these days and this recruiting class? And he went with this one, Higher. First he went Blessed, and then he said Higher is the one. So anyway, today on the show, we'll be having Andrew Jackson, James Winchester, and John Overton.
Back from the grave.
Are going to stop in and talk to us about where they think the city is. Now, 200 years later, if this is what they had in mind. So we'll catch up with them, of course. And we will have John Martin in the next segment. He's going to roll in here and talk to us about.
Oh, you have a John at least.
Maybe Penny Hardaway. Yeah, John Overton, John Martin.
Same thing.
Pretty close.
Both end in N and last names.
Dan Devine. How about them Raptors last night? They didn't look like the superior team in Game 3, but they certainly did last night in Game 4.
I think it's the best game they played all year. Yeah. Best game they played all playoffs.
So we will talk to Dan about that and more with the NBA. Chris Harrington did post his story about the Grizzlies' coaching situation, what they should be looking for, et cetera. We'll talk to Chris Harrington about that. And we have other things to get to. Jaren Jackson Jr. was named onto the all-rookie team. See that?
Indeed he was. All top five picks.
So that was awesome. That was fun. And hopefully there'll be another. John Morant is on Get Up, was on Get Up this
Correct.
Morning. The next future Memphis Grizzly. And we may clip up some of what he had to say. And hopefully he will be on the all-rookie team next year. Maybe even Rookie of the Year. Maybe even Rookie of the Year.
Why set the bar low?
Why set higher?
Exactly.
Higher. So Chris Harrington will join us. Also, the Brooks Museum is looking for, and I have given no thought to how I would answer this question. They would like Memphis described in one word for a project that they are doing. We may solicit that. Who knows? We'll figure out what we're going to do at 10:25, but it may involve some interaction with our callers. So we will do that as well. It's John Martin, it's Dan Devine, it's Chris Harrington, and it's you, and then it's the one story you've been waiting for as well. We'll do all of that today. Obviously, the story that ate Memphis yesterday was the best recruiting class in the 200-year history of this fair city. It pushed back until today. And by the way, that will be happening. I don't know that it's going to be happening at a home plate because it feels like it's going to be raining. It's going to be raining?
Looks like it, although now the forecast is kind of showing maybe it'll just be cloudy. So
I need it to rain. You know why?
Because you don't think you'll be able to go out there?
No. They will be having the event. I will be at the event. The Memphis Sports Hall of Fame class will be unveiled at 1:30 today. It'll just be inside as opposed to outside. They have got beautiful spaces at Roosevelt Park, et cetera. I want it to rain because I got no air conditioning. Both my air conditioners are broken.
Wait, two?
Both.
That's a tough break.
Later on in the show, I will also give you my analysis of American Home Shield. And I will weigh in on America Home Shield and whether it's worth it or not to have America Home Shield. You don't own a home.
Yeah, we got it.
You own your house?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you rented your house. No, you own yours. Yeah. So do you have a Home Shield?
We have the insurance.
With whom? With them?
Whoever we got. We had to get the loan through.
I see.
You're asking
anyway,
questions.
Not home insurance. Like my house burns down, I have that. This is the kind of like home insurance that if something breaks, your air conditioner breaks, you call them and they come fix it. You pay them X a month and they come and fix it. If your refrigerator breaks, they come and fix it. That kind of thing. If your disposal breaks, they come and fix it.
Correct. So
you
my
have
brother's
that thing?
Yeah. So my brother's in like loan. So I live with my brother and he handles that.
Okay,
stuff.
He handles it. You've got
yes.
no idea. Anyway, the bottom line is I've had no AC this week, and I will not have any AC until next week. And you know who's unhappy? My dogs.
Well, you. Did you see the highs this weekend?
But even more than me, my dogs.
Yes, they are not warm weather dogs.
They are not non-air conditioning dogs.
They are meant for the Alps of Switzerland.
And I reported it on Monday. It will not be fixed until next week by all accounts. And anyway.
Should have called Schultz.
The story that ate Memphis yesterday. That was it pushed back the Hall of Fame celebration till today, or not celebration, the unveiling of the list until today. That will happen at 1:30, and it drew a massive crowd of media members to the practice facility. And Penny Hardaway spoke. Now, Jeffrey, what is one of our principles on this show? Our guiding principles.
We always try the meatloaf.
Yes, we are. If there's meatloaf, you order it.
We
also
always
bread pudding. Yeah, and what's another guiding principle?
When Penny Hardaway speaks, we listen.
Penny Hardaway speaks, we listen. Now, I actually did. Some of you have probably already. You know what I just decided to do? I was going to cut up this interview and give you the highlights. And we're not going to play the whole thing because it's 20, 25 minutes, right? But one of the things I was talking about with Gary was yesterday was how good Penny is at this particular thing. Like, he's really good at recruiting, obviously. He seems to be good at coaching, obviously. He's also really good at
wearing a suit.
Oh, man, he's really good at wearing a suit.
Amen.
And wearing shoes and all of that. But he is also good at media stuff. And Gary made the point that it's because he chooses not to bog himself down with cliches and guarded whatever. And I think that is part of it. But I think there's more to it than that. I think he's also just has a gift for it. In other words, and I hate to pile. Oh, good news for Josh Pastner, by the way. Did you see they're prosecuting the people who accused him of sexual
And long overdue.
And I hope long overdue. I hope he's vindicated. Like, that was BS to Josh. So having said that, I'm gonna
now that we've built him up.
If you took away the cliches from Josh, I don't think he had anything to say. In other words, it's not that everyone, if they just decided to talk naturally and unguardedly and not in cliches, could be as insightful, entertaining, direct, blunt, and as Penny. It's also that Penny just has a gift for it. Like, he's really good and comfortable, and his confidence shines through. And I think lots of coaches, you could put them up there, and if you took away the cliches, it's not that there's some brilliance hiding under the cliches. It's that that's all they got.
Yes.
You know?
Cliches are essentially word fillers. Like, if you don't have anything to say,
right. you just were trained. These are the kinds of things I say in this situation.
Correct.
And it's not that they –
I think Penny also has a natural charisma.
He has an unbelievable charisma. You're exactly right. But so we just decided before we did anything else, this is unfiltered, and I don't know how many of you have heard of this, but it's fascinating the way it unfolds, just the way it unfolds, what he says, the way he says it, as he is taking his victory lap in the wake of signing the number one recruiting class in America. So without further ado, following our principle, if Penny talks, we play it. Here he is.
No, but I'm excited, you know, for the city. I'm excited for the staff. I'm excited for the school. What we've done this summer has been amazing, or nothing short of amazing, to be able to get and land the number one recruiting class in the country. It's a blessing. I wanted this so badly. For so many reasons, and to be able to do that in such a short period of time is just, you know, I thank God for that opportunity.
Surprise yourself, even?
I don't know if I can surprise myself because I'm so driven. Our whole staff is driven. We're motivated, and I really felt like when I got this job that that's what I could do when I got here.
When did you set aside on the lines today for your latest national thing? Is it, you talk about for the city, is it gratifying for you to see Memphis getting so much pop around the country?
For sure, because this is what the fans wanted. This is what the city needed. This is what the school needed. And for us to be relevant around the country again in a positive light and to see Memphis everywhere, that's a big deal.
What does Boogie impression bring to this team?
Boogie brings shooting. He brings playmaking ability. He's one of the best shooters in the country, one of the best scorers in the country, but he can also play the point guard as well. Precious is an energy guy, a high-level defender, runs the floor amazingly fast, which is what we need if we're going to fast break, rebounds the ball, shot blocks, shoots threes. I mean, he does a lot.
When you're dealing with so many top-ranked guys, what's the message that you're selling them to make them believe that they can all work together and that there's enough minutes for everyone?
Family and sacrifice. What happened early was Boogie, James, Lester, and Precious all got in a group chat, and then they added everyone else in the group chat, and all they've been talking about is sacrifice. You know, I hear the rumors of how you're going to, you know, make everybody happy, how are these things going to happen, but I think there are young leaders emerging from this group chat that they're saying, hey, we're going to sacrifice for one another so we can all have the bigger goal, and I like that.
Are the current players?
No, yeah. Yeah, all of the guys are in the group chat now, everybody on the team.
is it for guys like Tyler and A-Lo and Isaiah, the people who are coming back, is this all degrading it with the welcoming it, or is there any, or where are my minutes going to go?
Well, you know, I haven't heard anything negative. I mean, I don't know what guys are thinking, because you got to know that you got all these freshmen coming here that it's going to be competitive. And if anybody's thinking negatively, then that means that they're not confident in themselves, actually. So to me, iron sharpens iron. You want to be around guys every day battling, having an opportunity to win a national championship. It can't just be about you. It has to be about us. And in that aspect, as long as we don't let the negatives creep in, then we can accomplish a lot.
I think you said you didn't surprise yourself, but how satisfying is it that the message you came up with when you took this job, the vision you were selling, that it was successful? Like, how satisfying and gratifying is it that it all kind of worked according to how you planned it?
Yeah, it was basically God's plan. It worked accordingly to God's plan, because, like I said, a long time ago, Desmond Merriweather and myself talked about this at Lester Middle School on how this thing was going to go. And it's crazy that it's going exactly that way. And when you're confident and when you work hard, you know, good things can happen. And that's what's happened with the blessings of God. I say that because we foresaw this, you know, like Des and I talked about it, and now it's coming into fruition. It's here. And to actually have it happen, you had to have some help and some luck, because getting James, him coming to Memphis, him playing for me, jump-started everything, because the guys wanted to play with him as well. So, and then you get DJ, and then you get Malcolm, and then you get Damian, you get all these kids, and then everybody wants to start playing together. And that last group really came together through group chat and talking to one another and saying, hey, we want to play together, and we believe in what their staff can do for us.
Is this progress on the home-to-home?
You know, I haven't spoken to Cal recently, maybe like a month ago, but I haven't spoken to him. But I'm definitely going to be talking to him about a home-to-home or even a neutral site. We talked about a neutral site in Nashville before. He said give him a year. I talked to him at the Final Four. He wants a year. I don't want, you know, I'll play anybody. You know, that's my thing, even last year. And I don't want people thinking, because we have a number one recruiting class, that I'm going, okay, everybody play me. It's that I always want to play the best. And that's what I always do while I'm here as the head coach.
You mentioned that you wanted to have the highest scoring team and the best defensive team when mm-hmm. you first got here. Some people kind of want to do that.
Okay. Right.
So how do you feel now that you got these kids that you can pull that up?
No, with this group, we could definitely be both. I think if they keep sacrificing and come in with open minds, that there's a lot that we can accomplish. Offensively, we're totally gifted. We know that. But we do have some elite defenders in this group. That you can put a group out there on the floor that can be long and athletic and cause problems for teams with the length.
Are these clamped up?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
People have talked about, oh, now expectations have been raised. I think you're not concerned about having raised expectations and not meeting them.
No, that's what we want. You know, this is Memphis. You know, we don't bluff. We want all the smoke. We want everything. We want everything to be about Memphis. We want it to be, hey, you guys are supposed to do this, and we need to reach that. That's what this city wants. That's what we want. That's who we are. We don't want to shy away from anything. We want this type of a group because we want to win a national championship. If we're going to hang the first banner in this building, or especially downtown at the FedEx Forum, then we're going to have to get talent. And with talent comes expectations, and that's what we want.
All right, so there's a taste of it. He went on from there. We'll break down some of the actual stuff that he said with John. But as that was playing over on Twitter, there were lots of reactions, including one of the reasons Penny's so good at it is his sincerity. And that's true. Like, he just answers the questions, right? But it's more, I guess the point I'm making is it's more than that. He actually has a gift for this. Someone else was saying that you have to understand he's been doing this since he was 14 or 16. He's been interviewed. But a lot of athletes go the other way. Because they've been interviewed, because they're 14 or 16, they take refuge. They become more bored, more cliche, more distant. Don't you think that's true? The less...
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. They just bleh, bleh, bleh. They've been interviewed so much. We will take the last quote that he said as a perfect example of his just natural charisma and his ability to do this. I asked him about
expectations, which of course is what everyone's talking about. Is he shying away? Yeah, whoa, now he's raised expectations, which, by the way, is ridiculous. The whole point he took the job is because he was frustrated that expectations had been lowered. Expectations had been so lowered in this city that it was disgraceful. So the idea that heightened expectations are a bad thing is absolute absurdity. But anyway, so I knew that when I asked him the question, but I asked him about expectations. And just listen to this beautiful quote.
No, that's what we want. You know, this is Memphis. You know, we don't bluff. We want all the smoke. We want everything. We want everything to be about Memphis. We want it to be, hey, you guys are supposed to do this, and we need to reach that. That's what this city wants. That's what we want. That's who we are. We don't want to shy away from anything. We want this type of a group because we want to win a national championship. And we're going to hang the first banner in this building, or especially downtown at the FedEx Forum, then we're going to have to get talent. And with talent comes expectations, and that's what we want. That puts us in the conversation.
With expectations, I mean, the beautiful part is, and it will be and should be and is already on T-shirts, is this is Memphis. We want all the smoke.
Yeah, that was what I said.
I mean, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
This is Memphis. He doesn't just speak for the program. He speaks for the city because he is of the city. And so when he says, this is Memphis, we want all the smoke, 100% right. 100%. This is Memphis. And it really is. It's up there with we don't bluff, with grit and grind. This is Memphis. We want all the smoke. That is this city. 200 years, James Overton would be proud. John Overton? James, what the hell's his name again?
John.
John Overton. Andrew Jackson, they wanted all the smoke, baby. This is Memphis. We want all the smoke. He finds the perfect words. He finds the perfect words. It's not just that he's sincere. It's not just that he's unvarnished. It's not just he has a gift for this, man. And it's the same gift that I think helps him recruit. It's the same gift that helps him coach. And it is the gift that makes days like yesterday so much fun. When we come back, John Martin also likes all the smoke. And we will talk to him when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
I think we can all agree that T-shirts are awesome. And if you need T-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made T-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphicity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphicity Design will design and print custom T-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning-fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 T-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but five-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's T-shirts. Let them make your T-shirts, too.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tennessee. Welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Macy's Memorial Day Furniture, Mattress, and Rug Sale has everything for a great summer at home. Save 20 to 60% and find incredible super buys for every room, plus your deck and yard, because it's all about entertaining outdoors. Check out special financing plans on furniture purchases of $499 or more on your Macy's card. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases, just in time for weekend guests. Find great home savings at Macy's, the furniture destination. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the 5 ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the 5 ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm heading into Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. It's the one place in this world I can get some good.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm hungry.
John Martin is wandering in here, which is, are we playing this? We aren't playing his walk-up song, Jeffrey?
So I was going to give him. I was going to give him his walk-up song after you. After you took care of a little business.
I see. I see. You turn on his microphone. Turn on his microphone.
Now you can introduce.
How are your blinds? How are your plantation shutters?
Great. They're great. Love them.
Love them. Yep. Have they transformed the look of your house? Look of your house.
They most definitely have.
Were they professionally installed?
Very professionally installed.
And quickly.
Quickly.
High quality.
Sure. High quality.
Attentive service?
No, I mean, it's one of the first things people comment on when they come to my house.
Sam is still happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All because he called Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis. I don't give you people bum steers. Seriously, if you need new blinds, shades, or shutters, or want them, or want to transform your house, if you want the ones that don't let any light in so you can sleep in total darkness, you can do that. Just give them a call, 753-5822, 753-582. And like John Martin, you can have everything done, measured, installed in 1 to 3 weeks. Check out what they do at their Facebook page, the Florida Blinds and Shutters Facebook page. They got videos and pictures and stuff. You can see. You know, there's not even any commitment to doing that. Yeah, whatever. Or give them a call. They'll come out to your house, and Chip's the best guy ever, and he'll show you what can possibly be done. It's affordableblindsinmemphis.com or 753-5822. John, I got to give you credit because you told us early on that this song was going to be a massive hit.
I did.
I mean, your crystal ball, it doesn't just work with recruits.
Yeah.
It works with music, too.
Yes, it does.
You walked in here before anyone. Everyone's laughing at this song.
Yep.
And you walked in here, and people were sneering at it when you played it first, didn't you?
They were like, what is this? This is awful.
And now every local talent show,
yes,
high school talent show,
yes,
has five of these. Yes. Five people dancing to
this.
It's the number one song in the world.
And they just came out with a music video for it featuring Chris Rock.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I actually saw it. Yeah. How surprised are you by that?
Yeah.
I've actually seen it.
It's insane.
I
don't know where this guy goes from here, this Lil Nas X. Like, I mean, if you're asking me to, like, sort of project the rest of his career, I think he's going to have a tough time. You know, I think he's going to have a tough time because this song was so different, you know, and it's like, how do you keep topping yourself, right?
Well, I mean, I would ask you the same question. You've now called every single recruit in the Memphis class well in advance of everybody else in the universe. You're faced with the same kind of dilemma. How do you top yourself?
You know what? We got to try it again in 2020. I'll say Jalen Green, Jaden Springer, and Greg Brown. There you go. Matthew Morrell as well.
What?
Yeah, that's early, very early. Not all precincts reporting here.
All right, we're going to get back to that. He's already calling 2020, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people, like over at NBC on an election night, they wait till at the last moment before they call things. John is already...
Like, we don't even know who's going to run in 2020.
John is already calling things. So, anyway. Okay, what... by the way, what'd Sam Mitchell ever do to you?
Oh, stop.
I'm reading this piece at The Athletic. I'm a subscriber to The Athletic. I'm a subscriber to The Daily Memphian, and you should be, too, to both of those fine publications. And basically, John says, and I'm not quoting here, that Sam Mitchell didn't do squat. Was that the exact sentence? Sam Mitchell didn't do squat? Was that what the hell did he ever do to you?
I got a text.
You do an interview with it? Didn't he do a nice interview with you early on in your whatever? And you didn't treat him like that?
I wouldn't say it was nice, but it was an interview. it was funny.
What the hell?
Let me just give you
your big takeaway from yesterday is Sam Mitchell didn't do squat.
First of all, it's not personal, all right? But
never is personal.
I do want to give you a little bit of a background. So what The Athletic likes in their articles is like insight and behind the scenes and like stuff that nobody else can bring you, right? Like and frankly, with Memphis basketball, that's very hard to do. Like, it's hard to get behind the scenes with Penny Hardaway, Mike Miller, Sam Mitchell, Tony Matt. Like, that's very hard to do. But anyway, I was going to try. So I called Sam Mitchell one morning before the show. And I said, hey, man, we're doing this article. It was agreed upon, like doing an article and spending some time with Sam Mitchell, at least over the phone. And I start the conversation by saying, hey, Sam, listen, the idea I think here is just kind of a day in your life, you know, and kind of what a day looks like for Sam Mitchell. He cuts me off. He goes, nah, we ain't going to do all that. And I was like, well,
and now this is the way you got your revenge?
Smithereens. No, this is not revenge. Listen, I'm just trying to be honest about it. I think it's my responsibility to be honest about it. Sam Mitchell provided experience. He provided NBA optics as a former coach of the year.
He enabled you to say, we have a former NBA coach of the year on staff.
Yes.
Is that the sum total, basically, of what he did?
Yes. That's it. And as long as you hire somebody behind him who can say something similar to that, you're probably not going to hire a former coach of the year in the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm.
But can you hire somebody with NBA connections who, you know, worked with pros that kids know? Absolutely. So to me, that's the imperative thing here. It's not hiring somebody who's a former coach of the year as much as it is somebody who's been in the NBA and knows how pros conduct themselves and somebody that kids will recognize. You know, I don't know if that's Miles Simon. Like, I do know Miles Simon there's definitely significant interest there. And maybe
on both parts.
Yeah, and maybe it's gotten pretty far, but it's not done, and I wouldn't say it's close to done.
And so that's another thing. So I do think this is there's definitely going to be, you're going to hear more than just Miles Simon, would be my guess.
Gary asked me this question yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did Sam choose to go, or was Sam or was Sam nudged?
You know, I think anytime you have a chance to coach the number one recruiting class in 2019, you mm-hmm. don't have to recruit for it. I think you just have to leave. I think you just have to walk away.
It's time
away.
To go start a restaurant chain.
I think anytime you have a chance to walk away from the top recruiting class in 2019 and start some Tex-Mex restaurants, I mean, who among us?
Right. Given the chance.
Would not jump at that opportunity.
Of the number one class, who among us would not?
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Actually,
that's exactly what I said to Gay. At this point, it doesn't really matter. Why does it matter?
But did Sam Mitchell leave on his own volition? Did he just raise his hand, volunteer,
say,
and say,
I don't want any part of James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, Lester Quinones, Boogie.
I can unequivocally tell you no, he did not.
Okay, well, then the other question they asked yesterday was, is he done? Is Penny done?
Oh, okay.
And you have addressed this. I committed a faux pas.
Yes, you
because
did.
Because I asked him, the question was raised, so what do you do about persuading people to come back to school, not stay in the draft, et cetera, like something like that. And
and
Penny was kind of, and I said, I think he's talking about Rajon Tucker. And Penny very correctly said, Jeff, you moron, I can't talk about Rajon Tucker.
Right.
And he can't. But we all believe he's not coming, likely. So are they done?
I would say no. I would say they're not done.
And are they not done because they're going to get a replacement level player for Rajon Tucker, or because they're still in the RJ Hampton sweepstakes?
Ooh, interesting. Well, I will say both. I will say both for now.
Both for now.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, they're definitely still in it for RJ Hampton. Do I think Memphis is the likely landing spot? No, but they're still in it. And listen, like I've really learned that you cannot count this staff out. Like, it just doesn't matter. No matter what the scuttlebutt may be, you know, 2 weeks out of a recruitment, 1 week out of a recruitment. I mean, Precious Achiuwa was telling Lester Quinones he was going to Kansas, okay? He was just messing with him. But, like you know, anything can happen. A week, 2 weeks leading up, you know, to a decision. And so, absolutely, Memphis still being on that list is significant. It's a final three. Do I think Memphis is the leader? No. Can they become the leader? Absolutely. And then, yeah, I think you'll definitely see – will they add a replacement level player for Rajon Tucker? No. Like, I don't think there's a guy out there that they're after who averaged 20 points a game in Division I last season. Absolutely not. So that's but can they, will they add another body who is
by replacement level, I mean a wing player with some experience.
Oh yeah, I think
like
that's certainly
what,
possible.
That's what
yeah.
Rajon Tucker was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean
he was also a potential pro.
He was a top graduate transfer out
right,
there.
Yeah.
You know? So it won't be replacement level in that sense.
But in terms of wing with some playing experience.
Yeah, I definitely think that they could absolutely add another piece like that for sure.
Okay. In addition to talking to the assembled media in Memphis yesterday, he went on Jeff Goodman's podcast.
He did.
And he compared – a lot of coaches would not engage in this. They'd say, James Wiseman's going to be the first James Wiseman. But the question was, who does he compare each of these recruits to? I want to know what you think of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
James Wiseman, he said Chris Bosh.
Yep, I can see it.
Better than Chris Bosh?
Better than Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is an 11-time All-Star, multiple-time NBA champion. I would take
11.
I would take 6-time All-Star for James Wiseman right now.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah,
Chris Bosh, you like that?
I mean, I think he definitely, like, he's got
in some ways he's more dominant inside.
Well,
he is a more dominant inside.
But he's not
presence.
He's not the threat outside
no, he's
yet.
Not.
Chris Bosh.
That's why I don't know that I don't.
These
say
are
better.
Always hard because you either go overboard or you don't
well,
give
I mean,
enough
it's,
credit. It's like Chris Bosh or John Henson. It's like there's no
it's
in between.
It's crazy to say, for example, that Malcolm Dandridge is Dwight Howard. It just like the guys he's comparing these to, and I'm not saying. Are all pros, and all the guys that Penny recruited will not all be pros. So I think we're just talking stylistic, not level of quality. Okay, so then we had that one. Then we have Precious Achiuwa, Aaron Gordon.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Like, you know, athletic four, you know, can do multiple, you know, can play multiple positions. Sure. I can see that. I mean, these are very optimistic comparisons. I mean, Dwight Howard for Malcolm Dandridge.
Yeah. All these guys are freaking. Yeah. All these guys are top five picks in the draft that he basically that he's comparing them to. So we're just talking again stylistic. Okay, let me get
ceiling comparisons.
Yes, Lester Quinones. You want optimistic? Klay Thompson.
Well, yeah. They are both shooters. They are both light skinned.
Okay, Boogie Ellis, a blend.
I always like a blend
of Jason Williams and Lou Williams. Both two Williamses, by the way.
You know what? That's actually a good one. I actually think that one's very fair. Like, you're going to see that he plays.
He doesn't handle the ball like Jay Will, does he?
Well, nobody handles the ball like Jay Will. But my point is, like, you're going to see him play with swag. Like, he's got a certain edge to his game that you will see early and often.
But stylistically, more like Lou Williams.
Well, because he can just put it in the hoop.
Okay, Damian Baugh. Rajon Rondo.
Okay. Yeah. These are all comparisons that Jeff Goodman made or that Penny made?
Penny made on Jeff Goodman's show.
Okay.
This is what Penny said.
I mean, Rajon Rondo, you know, one of the sort of all-time great, like, true point guards. NBA champion.
Yeah. Damian Baugh.
Okay.
And then finally.
That'd be great. That'd be a great get.
Malcolm Dandridge, Dwight Howard.
I mean, you know, obviously Malcolm has been hurt for the last. You know, so I'm trying to think of. I saw him in November. Did not think Dwight Howard, but that's the thing about Penny.
I'll be honest. I saw him. The last time I saw him was in that game. The day that James Wiseman committed.
Yeah.
At the Landers Center.
Yes, exactly.
Looked a lot like Dwight Howard.
Oh no, he can be in that game. Like,
I gather it was his best game in the history of Malcolm.
Yeah, he has come a long way. Like, there is no doubt about it. And I think, listen, when he gets on the floor, whenever that is for Memphis, like, he will be a big time contributor. And I think he will have a really good career at Memphis just because of what he brings. Toughness, rebounding, you know, and if he can just develop a little bit offensively, yeah, like, he'll definitely have a chance.
Do you understand what this means? Is the starting lineup for Memphis next year is going to consist of the equivalent of Chris Bosh, Aaron Gordon, Klay Thompson, Jason Williams, Lou Williams, Rajon Rondo, and Dwight Howard.
Now, here's the problem. We're going to have salary cap issues. I mean, like,
they're all on their rookie deal, John.
They're going to be on their rookie deals.
We're going to have to go on the luxury tax, though, eventually. You know, are we willing to pay the luxury tax?
Isn't that awesome?
It is great. It's so Penny to, like, say all these, you know.
It's so Penny to say these things.
But, listen, you're not going to say John Henson. You know, I wish Jeff Goodman would have run by John Henson by him. That would have been hilarious. I would love to hear his response on that.
Right. I mean, is he going to say Willie Kemp? I mean, with all due respect to Willie
exactly.
Kemp, is he going,
like,
to say, you know what, I think he's kind of Willie Kempish? Yeah. You know, no, he's not going to say that.
What most coaches would have said is, I don't want to get into
that's
comparisons.
That's what I was saying.
You know,
I want to. He's just going to be the first James Wiseman. That's what I said.
Lester, Larry Bird, you know, Damian Baugh is, you know.
When we think of the best shooter ever, the best distributor ever, like, yes, it was fantastic.
Yeah, no, you know.
I'm just surprised that Dandridge didn't get a Shaq comparison.
Well, he's more of a face up four.
Oh, good point.
You know, he's more of a face up four type. You know, but I think if he was a five, he would have.
What do you think of the Memphis We Want All? Where this is Memphis We Want All the Smoke.
I love it. I mean, I think that's.
Isn't that just the best?
You gotta embrace it, man. You gotta embrace being the heel.
Okay, real quick then, before we let you go, the 2020 class. Yeah. A lot of, you say Matt Morrell too, but with Faraji going to.
He'll have two hats on the table now.
Look at you. You're calling it. And Jalen Green, I thought when you lose Sam, I thought he was the connection to Jalen Green.
No, he coached him twice. He coached him twice on the
circuit. You're calling Jalen Green, Matt Morrell. Who else?
I'm gonna call these two. I'm gonna call Jalen Green
really,
and
right
Matthew
now.
Morrell.
You're calling them right now.
For 2020, I'm gonna call those two. And then I think they have an amazing shot at Greg Brown and Jaden Springer in 2020.
John,
this is very early
on. You've had a good month, man. You've had a good month.
I appreciate it.
Shout out.
By the way, happy birthday to Memphis.
And happy birthday to Memphis.
200 years old.
What do you get the city that has everything? Right? What do you get? I'd say a barbecue restaurant and a church.
Man, I got to think about that.
A church and a barbecue restaurant. Maybe like a big honking cross.
Oh, this is an easy answer.
What?
A Topgolf. That's what that,
you want to get it. You want to give Memphis a Top Golf.
I mean, that's the least Mayor Jim Strickland could do for Memphis's 200th birthday.
What do you want to give Memphis for its 200th birthday? What do you give Memphis? I would get something from O'Call, but that's just me. We gotta get you out of here.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, man.
I'll be back in a moment with Dan Devine, then Chris Harrington. It's Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 10 a.m.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like.
No.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings with Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold, amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings.
Spread my wings.
DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Earn 2 times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Going to rain today, it appears. If you are sitting there worrying about water that will be coming into your crawl space, your garage, carport, anywhere, you don't have to. Call Redeemers Group. 541-8765, 541-8765. They will send someone to your house to check it out. And if you got a problem, they will fix it. Had a friend who had a leaky basement. They sealed it right up. Has not had a problem since. And here's the beautiful thing. Doesn't cost a single penny to get them to assess the situation for you. Not a single penny. I had someone come out to my house recently for something unrelated to this kind of thing, but it was $100 for the service call. Not a Redeemers Group. 541-8765. They will check it out and fix the issue. And if you say my name, Jeff Calkins, an additional $50 off. Redeemers Group, it's 541-8765 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Joined now by Dan Devine. Covers the NBA for The Ringer. He is on Twitter at YourManDevine. He's written a piece about the Toronto Raptors, which I have tweeted out. Maybe their best playoff performance of the whole of this stretch. I don't know, Dan. It was damn impressive. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty remarkable for a couple of reasons. One is just, you know, it was they didn't need superhero Kawhi Leonard, and that, they've had a couple of those games in this postseason run where, you know, Kyle Lowry gets off or some other guys knock down some shots, and that's always, you know, that's beneficial. That's the best version of what they, you know, what they need. You know, it's wonderful to be able to get an 11-12 point quarter from Kawhi and some possessions where you just can't stop him. But the best version of the Raptors are when other guys are hitting shots and making plays, being aggressive. So seeing that against the Bucks defense that had really stifled them through the first two games of the series, and then where it was sort of like a just survive somehow kind of game in double overtime on Sunday. Seeing the Raptors really impose their will offensively and get some of those good looks for their complementary pieces, and then those guys knocking them down was really, you know, it was big for them. But I think the other thing too is the defense that they've been able to play, especially the last two games, but you know, even for most of the series, really, game one was very much in the balance, and then three and four, you know, went Toronto's way. They've done a really good job of figuring out how to short circuit a lot of what Milwaukee wants to do, and seeing Kawhi Leonard on basically one leg. It's pretty clear he's less than 100% hobbling around out there after landing awkwardly in game three and, you know, really struggling with that over the course of the game, playing 52 minutes in game three and then coming back in game four. He's guarding Giannis Antetokounmpo about as well as I can imagine somebody doing it on one leg, and it's really throwing the Bucks off. And so if you're going to be able to get that kind of performance defensively for where everybody else is flying around, great double teams, great help, great recoveries at the shooters, and Giannis is getting stifled a little bit, and they're not getting out in transition, and your guys are making shots, that's pretty close to a perfect recipe for the Raptors in this series. And all of a sudden, you know, what looked like, you know, the Bucks were going to be on their way to another steamroll through a series and on the way to a you know, heavyweight fight with the Warriors, they can't look past that one because they got a heavyweight fight on their hands right now.
Is this a good thing? I think it's. I mean, you make the point. On the one hand, if Milwaukee blows through this series, you've got this wonderful struggle between Milwaukee with Giannis, best team all year, and the Warriors who are just rolling on their own. This sort of it postpones us getting to that and may actually prevent us getting to that, or maybe take some luster off it. On the other hand, now we have an entertaining series. I don't know. Where do you come down on this?
Yeah, I think personally I'm happier with this, if only because I think that no matter what we see in the next round, whether it's, you know, a full strength Warriors, which with, you know, fully healthy team, or the version that we've seen the last six games or so since Kevin Durant went down and Steph Curry kind of rampaged back to the four, I think that, you know, we know what we're going to see there, and that's exciting in its own right, but there was this sort of push toward the end of the season in the East for trade deadline, especially, you know, and obviously you guys know it well with the move for Mark and the discussions about Kyle Lowry Mike Conley and Kyle Lowry and all those sorts of discussions that were going on at that time. But like the Bucks added Mirotić, the Raptors added Gasol, the Sixers loaded up with Tobias Harris. You know, the Celtics didn't because they were in the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. But there was this idea that you were going to see this sort of like alien versus predator kind of like mega fight, you know, monster movie in the Eastern Conference semifinals and finals, because you had four really good teams that were all kind of loaded for bear and set up for great postseason runs. And we kind of haven't got, or through the first two games of the series, it felt like we weren't really going to get that. There was the one really sort of dramatic series between Philly and Toronto, but that was also, you know, it was a slog at times because they were guys. It wasn't everybody at the peak of their powers. You know, it wasn't everybody playing to the top of their potential. And then obviously the Bucks just kind of wiped the floor with the Celtics. So there was a little bit of like frustration and, you know, missed opportunity in terms of not getting the best out of what we were going to see there. I think, selfishly, I'm like, this is what I had in mind. I want to see Kawhi Leonard guard Giannis Antetokounmpo. I want to see if Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to have to guard Kawhi Leonard. I want to see these teams throw haymakers and find out who winds up standing on the other end of it. Because if you view the Warriors as, you know, the iceberg or whatever, if they're the inevitability, let's have some fun on the way there. And maybe they're not the inevitability. Maybe the version of the Bucks that we sort of were envisioning last week, or the best case scenario version of the Raptors, is something that can very much short circuit that, or find a way around it. But you should have to earn that. You should have to go through the obstacles to get there. You should have to prove it. And I think, it's not just fantasy basketball. It's not just simulating it on a screen. It's like, let's find out. If the Bucks are this good, solve the problems. Figure it out. If the Raptors are this good, solve the problems. Figure it out. And then you get there and you deal with the finals, and then you get to the finals. And in the meantime, we get to watch some pretty fun basketball.
We're talking to Dan Devine from The Ringer. Read his stuff over at The Ringer and follow him on Twitter at Your Man Divine. Every single here in Memphis, every single game is a referendum on Marc Gasol while we watch these. By way of referendum, Marc passed brilliantly last night.
Yeah, and has for the last couple of games, really. It is of course, as you know, the ongoing question of, well, why isn't he shooting more? Or, like, why isn't he more aggressive? And it's, you can take, there's a lot of discussion has been had about that, and much more will be over the years, I'm sure, before Marc Gasol hangs that up. But last night you saw it. You know, if the Bucks are going to hang back in that sort of pick and pop, he's going to have a shot to take, and he's got to take it. He's got to take it right away. Can't wait a half second. Can't look for something more productive. Got to take it. He made 3 of 6 three-pointers, and it felt like he made about 6 or 7 because the impact of that, the way it forces the Bucks to kind of come out of their shell a little more, the way that they sort of decide they're going to start helping more, opens up everything else. All of a sudden you're seeing, Fred VanVleet get cleaner looks or cleaner driving lanes. You're seeing Norman Powell get more opportunities for shots in the corner. You're seeing Kawhi Leonard get a couple of easy buckets that he might not have otherwise gotten because Marc Gasol is, playing out of the high post and saying, all right, if they're going to come out here on me, I'm going to be able to throw a backdoor pass. Or if they're going to, try to figure out a way to overplay you, I see the chessboard, I can see how to move you around, and I'm going to get you a good look because I'll put the ball wherever I want to. I'll, make it rain out there, and I'll get you exactly what you need. And so that was the idea. And also, Gasol is doing a really good job of showing late doubles, showing effective aggression on the defensive end when Giannis gets the ball, whether he's trying to post up on the nail, the free throw line, work his way in there. He's one of the big bodies that's getting in the way. So you're seeing a really good version of Marc Gasol. Now, a week ago, we were seeing the bad version of Marc Gasol that wouldn't take the shots or that couldn't hit him. And so, the weather can change pretty drastically, and we'll see if this, sort of keeps up when the series shifts back to Milwaukee on Thursday night. But that's the guy that Memphis watched for so many years. That's the guy that Toronto was trading for. And when they get him, everything changes in this matchup and for their ceiling, really.
Meanwhile, the Warriors will be, I think they're going to, go to Europe, vacation, hang out, do whatever they need to do, come back, reassemble, check out everyone's health. But Kevin Durant is going to be on Twitter reprimanding anyone who slights him. They're not better without Kevin Durant. They are more fun without Kevin Durant. What do you make of the whole Kevin Durant stuff?
Yeah, I think it's, the great American piece of cinema Cocktail. The line is like, things end badly, otherwise they wouldn't end, right? Something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's somewhat ridiculous to consider that the Warriors would be better without the guy who was the leading scorer in the playoffs when he went down. But it forces them to play differently, and the way that they play differently, stylistically, causes real problems for everybody because nobody's got real good answers for the Steph Draymond pick and roll, especially when Andre Iguodala is making shots, and especially when those the other guys are sort of weaponized by all the attention that Steph draws. You know, it's no coincidence that all of a sudden you can go 10 deep and start getting good minutes from Alphonso McKinney and Quinn Cook and, you know, so on and so on down the line, because those guys are generally getting to play 4-on-3 basketball. And that's the impact that Stephen Curry has. That's the challenge that he poses for opposing defenses, and the sort of electricity of how fun it is to watch him do it. So I mean, I would expect, if it's the Bucks, having KD back as another, you know, I mean, Giannis has kind of eaten Kevin Durant's lunch at times when they've played, so it's not necessarily the Giannis stopper or anything like that, but certainly you'd like to have him in that matchup. And if it's Toronto, force Kawhi Leonard to go guard that guy and then see what you can figure out elsewhere too. But the Warriors, it's worked out about as well as possible for them, because now everybody remembers how good the pre-Durant core is. Durant gets to come back for the finals with something to prove, and then if they do it, everybody can leave on with no hard feelings. And then they also get 9 days off to get everybody healthy. So I don't know if they're all traveling to the four corners of the world, but they certainly could. And when they come back, they're going to have to, given what Toronto has done, they're going to wind up having to play an opponent that's had to sweat a little bit more than maybe we expected.
Thank you very much, Dan. We will talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Jeff.
That
Take care.
That is Dan Devine. Chris Harrington has walked into the studio. We will get to him when we return. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.